Hi, I'm Dr. Tamitha Scove, the Space Weather Woman, and you are listening to audio from my video forecast. So when I reference something to look at or to watch, if you want to see it, just visit my YouTube channel or check it out at spaceweatherwoman.com. And now, here is your forecast. Everything's quiet right now, but there's some new regions rotating into view, and it's about to get busy. Those stories and more in the news this week. Space weather this week is definitely sticking to the quiet side. As we take a look at our Earth-facing disk, you can see we have that big coronal hole that was sending us some fast solar wind over the past couple days. That is now rotating off of the sun's west limb, and we haven't seen a boost to storm levels, just really active conditions, kind of sporadically, and that's about all we're going to get from this region. And when we take a look at the west limb, there's really not a lot going on. But as we move to the east limb of the sun, take a look at all the bright regions that are beginning to rotate into Earth view. We have region 2886 and region 2887, and 2887 especially has been firing off some solar storms, and as we look past that around the 20th and even into the 21st, we're seeing regions both in the south and in the north. These are likely going to be sunspots and given designations as well, and we have seen some solar storms being fired off for there too. So expect the activity to be boosting here, as well as that solar flux. We're already seeing it rise into the high 80s. It'll easily get into the high into the 90s and possibly triple digits here within the week as we watch these regions. So amateur radio operators and emergency responders, rejoice, because that propagation on Earth's day side should increase. And aurora photographers, keep your fingers crossed. There may be some aurora in your future. Switching to our M-Flare threat meter, as you can see, the X-ray flux over the past week has been pretty low, and therefore, by proxy, the solar flux has been low. We've been sitting in about the mid-70s over the past week or so, but if you notice that right around the 20th, you start seeing that X-ray flux rise a little bit. That was from region 2886 and 2887 as it began to rotate into Earth view, and sure enough, that X-ray flux and the solar flux is going to continue to ramp up over the next few days. Possibly into this next week, we could actually be hitting the triple digits. Now, we also may be seeing some flare activity here soon. We're not seeing a lot of it yet, but as we continue to ramp up almost to the seafloor in X-ray flux level, boy, that tells you we've got some busy, busy active regions that could be giving us quite a show. Switching to our solar storm conditions, if we go all the way back to the 12th, you can see we actually got hit by a pretty decent solar storm. This one made it up to the G2 level and gave us some gorgeous aurora clear down to places like Omaha, Nebraska, Iowa, and even Oregon. And it was due to that solar storm that was launched back on the 8th and into the 9th. Sadly, it didn't last all that long because it wasn't as great of a direct hit as we expected, and so it was over all too quickly. But meanwhile, as things began to die down, we got hit by a couple other mini solar storms, and then we got hit by some fast solar wind, and that kind of kept us at unsettled to active conditions sporadically, clear on and off until about the 20th, when things began to finally settle down. Since then, we've had a little bit of a bump up due to some fast solar wind from that one coronal hole I talked about that's now disappearing off of the sun's west limb. And as that begins to wane, now we're back into quiet conditions. And it looks like here is where we're going to stay for a little while until those new active regions start sending us something more. And during this G2 level solar storm that we had about a week ago, even though it didn't last very long, there were so many gorgeous aurora photos, and I don't have a chance to show them all, but I have to highlight a few because they're just so stunning, like this one from British Columbia. What a romantic scene. These are some of the best shots that we've gotten from this new solar cycle. And on top of that, we had gorgeous shots from Norway. An aurora was seen in Iceland. And as we go over the pond to the Western Hemisphere, it was seen all over Canada, including this gorgeous shot from Quebec. And it was seen in Ontario. And it was seen all over Manitoba. Next week, I will highlight more shots from Manitoba, including other places in Canada, because there's just too many to show. And it was also seen in Saskatchewan. And of course, it was seen in Alberta. And more shots from British Columbia. And And as we dip down into the States, oh my goodness, it was seen in so many different places. Here's a gorgeous shot from New Hampshire. And it was seen in North Dakota. Lit up the skies in North Dakota. And it was also seen in Minnesota. And it made it to Iowa and Ohio. It even dipped clear down to Nebraska. And in the skies, flying out of Denver to Cedar Rapids, it was seen on a United Airlines flight. And it was also seen in Washington State and clear down in Bend, Oregon. So what else does our sun have in store for us this week? Well, this is Stereo A. It's our partially farsighted monitor. You can see here's Earth, here's the sun, and here's Stereo A staring at the sun just a little bit from the side. And when we take a look at Stereo's view, you can see in the south, region 2886 and region 2887, well into Stereo's view now, but also look past that on the east limb. You can see two regions in the south, and look in the north. One, maybe even two regions in the north. And if you pay attention, that's four different regions that are all actively gurgling and burgling. Do you see that? They're even firing off a few solar storms here and there. So things are going to get very busy here over the next few days, just in Stereo's view. And that means in about 3 or 4 days, we're going to start seeing these regions rotate into Earth view as well. They're going to boost that solar flux. They're likely going to be still firing solar storms, and we may have some flare players pretty soon. So everybody, hold on to your hats. Switching to our moon, we are now coming out of a full moon on our way to a third quarter, and by the 28th, the moon will still be about 50% illuminated. So you night sky watchers, if you want to catch those dim objects in the sky, you're going to need to check your local rise and set times. Switching to our solar storm conditions and aurora possibilities over the coming week, everything this week is going to pretty much stay in the green, and that's because we don't have much going on. There's no solar storms in the forecast. So at high latitudes, NOAA is expecting unsettled conditions, but we have up to about a 20% chance of a minor storm. But take this with a grain of salt, because likely it's going to stay between unsettled conditions to possibly even quiet conditions at high latitudes. Now, mid-latitudes, the story's pretty much the same. We're looking at unsettled conditions, possibly even just normal conditions, with only about a 10% chance of active conditions over the next 3 days and possibly over this week until we see those new active regions that are rotating into Earth view kind of rotate into the Earth strike zone and maybe launch a solar storm or two. So then we could actually get some fun for your aurora photographers. But meanwhile, it looks like this week you're going to need to kind of sit it out and just allow those amateur radio operators to enjoy some quiet time on the bands, especially as that solar flux begins to boost. Switching to your solar flare and particle radiation storm outlook over the coming week, believe it or not, with all the new active regions rotating into Earth view, we are not completely in the green when it comes to big flares. We have three numbered regions on the Earth-facing disk, and it's region 2887 that's beginning to be a little bit of an M-flare player. So GPS users on Earth's day side, we do have a small risk right now for radio blackouts, about a 10% chance of M-class flares, and this risk will rise easily over this week and possibly get worse into next week. So enjoy this little time off that you have right now before things start ramping up a bit. The one nice thing is that the solar flux is also ramping up. We're sitting at the high 80s right now, and we're going to be ramping up into the 90s and possibly into triple digits within about a week from now. So amateur radio operators and emergency responders, enjoy increasing propagation. We're going to be moving from marginal into the good range for radio propagation on Earth's day side. Now, also because we are still climbing out of solar minimum, the cosmic ray flux is a bit more intense than we'd like it to be. So you frequent flyers, and this does include air crew who fly over 800 hours annually and fly at high altitudes and high latitudes, you are in the marginal range. This is the D2 minor range for radiation dose, and this does include prenatal passengers. So please take this into consideration in your flight plans. So the space weather this week is definitely on the quiet side. We don't have any solar storms in the forecast, and we probably won't easily over the next few days or possibly throughout this entire week. So aurora photographers, well, you're just going to have to relax and enjoy and stretch your legs for a little bit. Even you aurora photographers at high latitudes, you're likely not going to get much more than just quiet green arcs. So relax, but definitely know that we've got those new regions rotating into Earth view here over the next few days, and things will change, I can guarantee it. Now, amateur radio operators and emergency responders, well, you know what? We've got that solar flux that's been kind of quiet lately, but it's now boosting into the high 80s and into the 90s, and it could be by the end of the week kissing the hundreds, right? The triple digits, which is always such a coveted thing. So enjoy improving radio propagation on Earth's day side, even though at the latter part of this week, you're probably going to start noticing a bit more noise on the bands, and that's due to those new players rotating into Earth view. But enjoy meanwhile. Now, GPS users, well, right now it's pretty quiet, and we don't have any storms in the forecast for you right now. So GPS reception, both on Earth's day side and on Earth's night side, looks pretty good, but I can't guarantee that's going to stay that way next week. I'm Tamitha Scove. Thank you for listening.